Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. With me in the studio today is my friend again, Steve Prokopchak. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, Larry. I love doing this. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you got so much to offer. You know, we've worked together for so many years, and you've been involved in counseling for years, involved in leadership training and mentoring and writing, and global leadership mentoring. And we're going to talk about something extremely important today, Steve. We're going to talk about freedom from pornography.
Yes, we are.
And I know you could talk all day on this. You've got a lot, I know, online. There's a lot of things people can check out the show notes later, a lot more than we're just going to touch on this today. But talk to me about this. Where do we begin? Such a vast topic. Where do we start?
It's a huge topic. It's a huge issue today. Unfortunately, it's a huge issue in the church.
Yeah.
So let's just start from the beginning that when we look at or when we're involved in pornography, we're engaging in sexual immorality. Mm-hmm. So let's set the tone from the beginning.
Right.
Because it dishonors God's plan of one man with one woman.
Right.
And I think most importantly, I would say from the onset, pornography will never take you where God wants you to go.
That's good. That's really, really good.
So there are statistics about pornography today, and I've tried to keep an eye on this, and I've tried to relate the most current ones. As you know, we have quite a lengthy article on Dove International's website.
I assume
that'll be in the show notes.
Mm-hmm, sure will.
Because we want to help people with this issue. But if you don't grasp the statistics and how broad and how wide and how large this is. Now, these stats would be mostly from the U.S. because we don't have a lot of stats from other countries. But in 2023, there was a survey done nationwide among just churches.
Okay.
So in 2023, it was found that 65% of men and 57% of pastors struggled with viewing pornography.
Wow.
Either currently or in the past. But the most shocking statistic from that study, as I read it, was that 11 to 17-year-old boys are the highest users of pornography. That stat is 85%. And this is also shocking because it always seemed like this was not a woman's downfall. This wasn't something that she was attracted to, but nearly 57% of young girls were found to use pornography. So they also report that 1 in 5 youth pastors, 1 in 7 senior pastors in the United States use porn on a regular basis.
Oh,
pornography in the United States is somewhere between $4 to $12 billion industry, but it just depends on what source you're looking at. Forty million regularly visit pornography sites a year. Listen to this. This is hard to imagine. More money is spent on pornography per year than every pro baseball, pro basketball, pro football, and the Super Bowl combined.
Oh, my.
Sales of pornographic material on the internet surpassed the cumulative sales of any other product sold.
Wow.
11,000 adult films are made a year. 11,000. That's 20 times the number of normal films that come out of Hollywood. So the issue of pornography is sweeping through our nation, and it's sweeping through the church. There are over 400 million pages of porn on the internet.
It's astounding. You know, in your article, you speak of something called, you know, you've written so much on this, but you talk about a conditioning process? What's a conditioning process?
Yeah, people don't really break down how this happens. They don't necessarily break down how involved they are. They tend to, either if they're chronically or frequently viewing pornography, they don't realize that there's a conditioning process that's taking place. Listen, you and I know the beginning of it is that first step. It's that exposure. It's that introduction.
Right.
Years ago, when we were kids, you found that magazine along the road. Today, it's far more accessible than that. So kids are showing kids things on their phone. So we're seeing children now that are being exposed. So somewhere along the way, someone is showing someone pornography. And it happens as a child, even that statistic, 11 years of age.
Right.
So it's pretty young. The second stage is you look at some and you want to look at some more. You can't wait for the next look. So that conditioning is a second step. It's more becoming habitual or compulsion. And that depending on how much you do that then leads to addiction. The third step is it begins to intensify. It's kind of like a drug. You start out with a light drug and you work towards a heavier drug.
Right.
The same is true in pornography. You start out with something more light porn, and then you want more and more as your brain is conditioned, as your soul is conditioned. The fourth step, and there's fourth of five, is desensitization. You become desensitized and begin to perceive abnormality as normal.
Uh-huh.
And the last, I mean, like nothing's shocking anymore, the deeper you go into this. The fifth step is acting upon your fantasies, acting upon what you're viewing. I interviewed a young man who said he and his friends around the ages of 12 to 15 always kept a stash of pornographic magazines in their treehouse. They started inviting the girls to their treehouse, and the girls started viewing it. And as they viewed and as they grew in this process, as it went downhill, I guess, and were conditioned, they began to act out as children what they were seeing in the magazines.
Mm. You know, you've written so much about this, and I know one of your articles addresses the escalation of pornography. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, it grows. It escalates. It doesn't seem to stay at, you know, that one small level, because once those channels are created in our brains, and once the biological aspects of endorphins and pleasure building glandular activity, it's something now that the fleshly part of us, you know, the carnal part of us, starts desiring more and more. It simply starts out as entertainment. It simply starts out as a look, but it builds from there. In a survey of 1,500 young adult men, 56% said that their taste in porn became increasingly extreme or deviant. You know, eventually, porn can also change the attitudes that support violence towards women, sexual aggression. Despite the fact that pornography is unrealistic and glorifies violence and sexism, 53% of boys and 39% of girls think that pornography is a realistic depiction of sexuality.
Mm.
And it just demonstrates the deceptiveness of this whole thing and how the enemy, you know, God has had a wonderful plan with sex. The enemy always produces a counterfeit.
Right. So how then does pornography affect marriages today?
Have you noticed there are more and more ED commercials on TV, that there are more and more drugs for the erectile dysfunction that's happening? And and years ago, Larry, those drugs were there for the older person or for the person who took a drug that affected their sexual lives. Pornography is so pervasive today that young men, young women, 20-year-old persons are going to the doctor for ED drugs, because pornography desensitizes them in the whole area of the sexual realm. So, and the more and more they use it, the more they become addicted, the more inability they have to actually perform sexually within their marriages. To them, because these pictures are all airbrushed and everyone's perfect and everyone's aroused perfectly, their sexuality within their marriage bed becomes defiled. Someone said once, and I kind of grabbed onto this term, what God sanctified becomes bad porn. You know, now your spouse is not good enough. Mm-hmm. What a horrible message to send to your marriage.
You know, there's this far-reaching effect of pornography. We know that, one that most users won't even think of. But pornography viewing is connected to one of the most heinous, totally reprehensible crimes of our day. What's that?
It is, and it's called human trafficking.
Exactly.
You know, when you tell someone that pornography is connected to human trafficking, it's pretty hard for them to believe. Mm-hmm. But by viewing pornography, you are supporting an industry, and you're helping it to grow. You're contributing to the sexual exploitation mm-hmm. of victims that are mm-hmm. caught in a very, very dark world. You're adding to the sin of human trafficking. You're saying yes to a multi-billion dollar industry that feeds and preys on innocent victims, mm-hmm. primarily teenage girls. It is destroying them. And some are actually, their lives are eliminated through this awful, awful, reprehensible thing. So marriages today, families today, everyone's affected by this exploitation of children, this human trafficking of children, also known as child pornography, is another issue today. There's clearly a connection between missing children and pornography. There's clearly a connection between pornography and the crimes of rape.
Mm. Steve, I've heard you say already that if you're involved in pornography, if there's anyone right now listening who would be involved in pornography, the first thing you have to know is you haven't committed the unpardonable sin, but it's really messing up your life, obviously, and perhaps the life of your spouse, life mm-hmm. of your children, future generations, whatever. Talk to me more about that.
Yeah, we, especially men, we tend to think it's not a really bad issue. You know, yeah. Like, okay, so God created sex. What's wrong with viewing it, right? And then the deeper that we're involved in it, the more we tend to protect ourselves by thinking, you know, I would never become addicted to this. But when it begins to control you, when you start viewing it in the workplace, when you start downloading it, when your children could be exposed to it because they find it on your computer, you definitely are experiencing an escalation and an mm-hmm. issue in your life. When you're preoccupied with sexual thoughts and thinking and fantasies is another real reason for this. And you unsuccessfully try to stop, mm-hmm. You know you have an issue in your life. When you lose attraction to the one that God's called you to mm-hmm. is another a real way to tell that there's an issue or a problem in your life. When you begin to project or demand sex in certain ways because you have viewed this mm-hmm. In your marriage. I don't know, you know, if the person who's involved in this, they wake up tomorrow morning and their first thought is, what's the best way I could destroy my marriage? Mm-hmm. This is the way.
Wow.
Women feel so ashamed. They feel like they can't compete with pornography. They feel compared. Their esteem goes way down. It's an issue that affects women terribly on the negative side and the negative emotional side. They just can't live up to what their husband is seeing. Men tend to look at it and excuse it as, hey, this is normality. I'm a man. I'm visual. I'm attracted to this. What's wrong with looking at something like this? Because I don't think that it affects me or it affects my marriage, but it deeply does, mm-hmm. Larry.
So there's someone, man or woman, listening today saying, this is me. You know, I know it's not the unpardonable sin, but I've really messed up this area. I messed up my family. What do you tell them to do?
It's not the unpardonable sin. We tell them to begin to be honest with themselves.
Good.
And honest with their spouse, mm-hmm. honest with their pastor or their counselor, honest with their group support.
Good.
Take what's been in the dark and bring it to the light. And I know, Larry, we want to do a second podcast. We want to talk about what is the way out? What are some answers for this? And I think we can bring a few that can help people.
Steve, so good. This obviously is such an important subject. It's, you know, taking the world by storm, but God.
But, you know, God.
But God. And God's raising up a generation of men and women who are going to walk in purity. We're going to obey Jesus. We're going to finish well.
Yes.
And God's going to give us grace to do that and to walk in that.
Yeah.
For all of our viewers today, if you go on the, you know, the show notes, got lots more. Steve, you've written so much on this. We've got just pages and pages of things that are of truth and practical insights that will help find freedom. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for serving the body of Christ in that way. So make sure you go online and check that out. And Steve, we're going to have you back in a future podcast, and we're going to look step by step, scripturally, on how we can then find the freedom that God's called us to walk in. So anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, I want to say,
today?
Sure, thank you for having the foresight and the insight to address this topic on your podcast, because it is worldwide.
Yeah.
I can remember being in Cuba, Larry, when the just a few years ago, when the internet was opened up to the Cuban people. They were withheld from Wi-Fi, the internet. And I told the pastors, this will be the greatest day and the worst day.
Yeah.
Because anywhere that the internet opens up, pornography is the first thing that people tend to go to.
Mm-hmm. So true. Steve, I'd like you to pray. I know we're going to have you back on future podcasts. You're going to give specifics from Scripture. How do you walk through this and find freedom? I could pray for anyone today who's either struggling with this personally, or they're a leader, they're a parent, they're a pastor, you know, and they're trying to help someone else who's walking through this. We do pray that God would give wisdom and give freedom as we close out our podcast today.
Yeah, sure. Father, we thank you for the person that's listening today and their willingness to actually begin to tell themselves the truth, not to follow their excuses, not to make excuses, God, but to be accountable in this area of their life. God, we don't condemn them today. They've not committed the unpardonable sin, but Father, these are issues, and they're perhaps there's something deep within inside them that needs to be healed, some spot in their life, Lord, that they've gone to pornography to fix it or to feel better, and it's just created another level of hurt and harm and woundedness. So, Father, we pray for that one, God, that is bound by this, or that one who feels ashamed or dirty. Mm-hmm. Jesus, you died on the cross naked. Mm-hmm. You died for our sexual shame. And on the cross, you said, shame off of us, not on us. So, Father, we declare that over each one listening today, and thank you, Father, that you have a way of escape through Jesus. And it's in his name we ask this. Amen.
Amen. Steve, you are a great blessing to the body of Christ, been a great blessing to me, to many of the leaders as we walk together for these 30-some years, 38 years, I guess, almost. And just thank you for the tools that you have allowed God to give you that help people find freedom in many areas, and especially in this area. So we'll have you back. We'll have you back in a future podcast, and we'll walk through step by step from Scripture how we can find just tremendous freedom in this area of our lives.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being with us today and the podcast. Again, check out the show notes. Steve's books, some of his books are there. He's written some amazing books, like the book Identity, the book Call Together, Staying Together, on and on. And just check out the show notes for that. And we'll look forward to having you back in the future again, where we learn these small changes we can make that make a major difference in our lives when we obey Jesus together with his word. So thank you. God bless you. We'll see you back here real soon.
Thank you for listening to Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryKreider.com.